Good morning, and welcome. Well, it's the month of October, which for baseball fans means that it's time for the playoffs, and it's time to see which team will win a World Series and receive the honor of being the best of baseball. Just a few weeks ago, a well-known and successful baseball player by the name of Yogi Berra had passed away. He was well known for making statements that would be both puzzling while at the same time containing some rather unique elements of truth. One such statement, which I personally get a kick out of, is his statement that it's like deja vu all over again. It seems like a rather strangely appropriate comment with regards to our gospel account regarding the subject of servanthood, a topic that I preached on not too long ago. So it's either something that I really need to take to heart, or it's a topic that God really wants us to learn. So we'll see how it goes. The gospel account we heard proclaimed takes place following the third prediction of Jesus' passion in Mark's gospel. And it comes just prior to his entrance into Jerusalem, which will begin what we know as being Holy Week. The first time in Mark's gospel, when Jesus speaks of his passion, it was Peter who had taken Jesus aside and rebuked him for what he was saying. Jesus, in turn, rebuked Peter by stating that Peter was not thinking as God does, but as human beings do. Jesus continued to state that whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. The second time Jesus speaks of his upcoming passion, the disciples still continue to struggle to understand this prediction and teaching about the passion our Lord was to suffer for us. The disciples instead, they begin to argue amongst themselves about who was the greatest among them. Jesus responded to them by stating that if anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all. With every prediction of his passion, Jesus continues to clarify a little more about what will occur to him, along with teaching his disciples about the need for them to become servants to one another and to all they encounter. In Jesus' third and final prediction of his passion, and prior to his entrance into Jerusalem, Jesus clearly states, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death." This third and final prediction of his passion, this is what Jesus was speaking of prior to the request made by James and John. In Mark's gospel, this discussion takes place while they are on the road heading up to Jerusalem, with Jesus walking before them, leading the way to Jerusalem and ultimately to the cross. In spite of what Jesus is speaking about, and in spite of them walking towards Jerusalem, it appears that once again, the disciples are still struggling to understand Jesus' predictions of the events that will occur in Jerusalem. The disciples continue to think not as God does, but as human beings do. We see this revealed now by the requests made by the sons of Zebedee, James and John. They ask to be given places of honor when Jesus enters into his glory. Ironically, James and John, they approach Jesus like they would approach a servant by stating, "We want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." Jesus, in listening to their request, questions them about whether or not they can drink the cup that Jesus will drink. This imagery of a cup is an imagery that implies one's willingness to accept the will of God the Father in one's life. It was a in accordance to the will of the Father, that Jesus' passion had taken place for the salvation of the world. To endure suffering and death for the salvation of the world, this was the cup that Jesus would drink from. When the other disciples heard what James and John had asked of Jesus, well, they began to argue all over again amongst themselves, like they had done before. And once again, Jesus quiets their arguing by teaching them about being servants to one another and to all that they encounter. He instructs them to avoid giving in to their human inclinations of wanting to seek places of honor and power like the earthly rulers who have done so for the sake of being able to rule over others. But rather, Jesus teaches the disciples that if they wish to attain honor in the eyes of the Father, then they must be willing to serve one another in accordance to the will of God the Father. Jesus' teaching about his passion and death and the need for them to be servants will not make a whole lot of sense for them until after Jesus has endured the cross. In our gospel account, unknown to the disciples was the fact that Jesus was leading them on the way to the cross. He promised James and John that they would indeed drink from the cup that our Lord would drink from. For James, this meant that he would eventually die a martyr's death. Tradition teaches us that John most likely died of old age, believed to have possibly been the evangelist who had written the fourth gospel. Now, we may not know the seating order in heaven, but we at least know that for James and John, they lived their lives as servants to the will of God. For this, they have been blessed with the honor of receiving eternal life with God in heaven. This is an honor that cannot be given, but rather received by those who wish to do God's will, by revealing God's love in this world, by being servants to the Word of God and to one another. One of the more unique aspects about being a servant is that it doesn't require any special academic degrees or training. It also doesn't require us to be of a certain age or maturity. Anyone can do it. Anyone can be a servant. Anyone can reveal God's love to another. Young children can do it by helping clean up after dinner or by helping clean their rooms. Parents can do it by spending time playing with their children or by listening to them retell the joys and struggles of their day. Granted, it almost seems like a rather easy task to be a servant, particularly when life is good and everything seems to be going along as planned. But what happens when we begin to experience struggles or challenges in our lives? It's no longer easy to reveal God's love by serving one another during our times of struggle. It becomes difficult for us to do our chores when we would rather watch television or play with our friends. It is difficult for us as parents to try and get our kids' lunches ready for the next day when we ourselves are tired and exhausted, or to find the strength to sit and listen to our children tell us about their day when it seems like we have spent all of our day listening to the complaints of others. Yet, this is the challenge that comes with being a servant. To serve one another, both during the good times and the difficult times. Jesus revealed himself as a servant to the will of God the Father, during both the good times and the difficult times of his earthly life, because of his love for both the Father and for us. Many of us today may be struggling with something in our lives. It could be with trying to find adequate employment to care for our families. It could be with forgiving someone who has hurt us, or it could be with witnessing the declining health of a loved one. So oftentimes, this too becomes a struggle for me as well. When I try to deal with the challenges of life, while at the same time trying to live the life of a servant to those around me. It becomes especially difficult when I see the ones I love struggling in life. Oftentimes, I am reminded of the death of my grandfather Monas, which occurred when I was just 4 years of age. My grandfather had suffered a stroke, which paralyzed him on one side of his body and made him bedridden during his final days on earth leading up to his death. It was a difficult time for me to witness my grandfather's suffering in those final days of his life. It would have been easy for me to give in to the anger and to be upset with God for the suffering my grandfather was enduring. But yet, what I remember most was the love and affection that my grandmother showed to my grandfather during those days by tending to his needs, by being a servant to him. My grandfather, likewise, in his weakened state, would try to be a servant to my grandmother during that time of difficulty by praying with her and for her during her moments of struggles and sadness. It was during some of the more difficult moments of my grandfather's illness that I would hear my grandparents turning to God in prayer rather than giving in to anger during their struggles. Just like Jesus had done when he would turn to God the Father in prayer during the more difficult moments of his passion. Jesus had asked James, John, and the rest of the disciples to be servants to one another in spite of the struggles and challenges that lay ahead of them in Jerusalem. Anyone can be a servant. The challenge is to not lose hope during our times of struggles, but rather to turn to God in prayer for the strength and courage to continue to be servants in accordance to His will for us. Who in our lives will we reveal God's love to by continuing to be a servant, even in our own times of struggle?